This is a topic of interest for older people or those with elderly parents. We've probably all heard stories of someone having a vigorous, active senior life when out of the blue a fall changes all that. Recuperation slow, sometimes unsuccessful, mobility and social life are restricted. And this happens to between 20 and 30% of the elderly each year, it is thought. It's a significant problem. There's an optimistic study, which we'll talk about briefly now, from the University of British Columbia's Faculty of Medicine and the Falls Prevention Clinic at Vancouver General Hospital. Professor Teresa Liu Ambrose led it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Falls are a big problem, aren't they, wherever there are elderly people, which is everywhere. And outcomes, just in general terms first, outcomes can be personally very tragic, can't they?
Yes, they can be. Often falls can result in injuries, and the injuries can range anywhere from, let's say, soft tissue injury to a hip fracture, which is quite significant, as I'm sure everyone can imagine. But even if you fall and don't sustain a notable injury, what often can also occur is that people can develop a fear of falling, and that psychological mindset can actually lead to further restriction in your activity and withdrawal from sort of your normal daily activities. So in many ways, the consequences could be quite visible, such as a fracture, but also quite invisible within the individual, but still have pretty dire consequences.
Right. Like quite curtailed mobility of movement because you've lost confidence. That'd be one thing.
That's correct.
What did you find in your study, Teresa?
So in our study, we found that a home-based exercise program that comprised primarily of balance exercises as well as strength training exercises. And when I say strength training, I do want to clarify that we're not talking about lifting super heavy weights or using machinery. We're really talking about exercises that strengthen your lower legs and upper body using either your body weight or hand weights. That combination of exercises were actually significantly reduced falls in older adults who what we deemed or classified as at high risk for future falls and also for future functional decline. To highlight that, we do know that exercise is really beneficial in falls prevention. That's actually been shown previously, and New Zealand, the University of Otago, really have been the forerunners in this field of research, actually. What we did here is really kind of examine a similar question, but again, targeting those who are much more frail. So majority, or actually our participants all had a fall that resulted in medical attention, and many also had some degree of cognitive impairment. So they're more frail, and the question was that could, again, a home-based exercise program in this particular instance prevent further falls in this high-risk group?
You mentioned free weights, and we understand what they are. You also mentioned balance. So what other exercises are best that will improve balance?
So when we talk about balance retraining or training, it can be as simple as, you know, literally standing on one leg and see how long you can stand, and then kind of increasing the challenge by closing your eyes. And many of these type of simple exercises could be done as you're doing things within your house. So, for example, we often advocate, even if you're brushing your teeth and, you know, you're standing there anyways, put one leg up and work on your balance.
It's interesting that you have shown that the frail and the susceptible can have their outcomes improved by doing exercises. Cognitive functioning also improved, Teresa?
That's correct. We also found that in those individuals who received the home-based exercise program, their processing speed or their ability to process information actually improved over the course of the 12-month period. And strength training exercises is a good method of preventing you from falling to begin with. And what we've shown is that, you know, fairly simplistic approach can still be truly beneficial in terms of their falls risk.
Can I ask you about that risk more specifically? Someone has fallen, they do the exercises you suggest, they regain a degree of confidence. By how much do they improve their chances of not having another fall, do you think?
So what we showed in our study is that for those individuals who are randomized and received the home-based program, they actually experienced 36% less falls as compared to those who did not receive the exercise intervention.
36% is a decent sort of figure. So these people can reclaim a more vigorous older age with a firm degree of confidence again.
Correct. And I think what I would like to flag is also that by regaining confidence and regaining function and also really preventing subsequent falls, we're also probably helping them to stay in their own homes for much longer. And they typically would have to transition to either assisted living or some type of care home. And so by reducing the risk of falls and maintaining confidence, we really, I think from a global perspective, is allowing people to age well, like, within the context of their own homes, which, you know, I think for many older adults, that's their wish, is to stay in their own homes as, for as long as they can.
A nice optimistic study.
Thank you.
Professor Teresa Liu-Ambrose from British Columbia.